This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Matt Barber. He's the Director of Cultural Affairs at Liberty Council. We want to get his reaction to a U.S. judge in California following up her decision to declare Don't Ask, Don't Tell unconstitutional to insisting that the reversal go into effect immediately. And Matt, thanks so much for being with us.
I'm glad to be with you.
What do you make of the judge's actions here, Matt?
What's happened here is Judge Virginia Phillips has apparently decided and is laboring under the misconception that she is a black-robed autocrat that has authority to usurp the power of the Commander-in-Chief and the entire United States Congress and just issue an arbitrary edict in violation of the United States Constitution that grants her somehow command of the United States Armed Services. This is simply not the case. Section 8 of the United States Constitution grants Congress the authority, and Congress alone, quote, to make rules for the government and regulation of the land and naval forces, close quote. She is attempting here to usurp that authority and to undo what the left has been pushing for years through judicial fiat, what they cannot do legislatively, and that is to homosexualize the military. This, you know, you often hear the term judicial activism thrown around. This is judicial activism in its purest form, and it's a gross abuse of judicial authority, and it's really repugnant to see this judge attempt to pull this off.
Matt, do you expect that the appellate court will intervene here while the appeals go on, not much as it did with the marriage issue itself in the same state?
Well, first of all, I should say that whether or not the appellate court intervenes, commanders in the United States Armed Services should take this decree and crumple it up and throw it in the wastebasket because it has absolutely no authority. I do hope that they will intervene and put her in her place. She has definitely stepped out of line here. And, you know, federal courts have ruled on numerous occasions that Title 10, Section 654, which states that's the 1993 law that was passed with overwhelming bipartisan support that states that homosexual behavior is incompatible with military service. It's often mischaracterized as don't ask, don't tell. That was President Bill Clinton's attempt to circumvent that law and to still allow people engaged in homosexual behavior to serve in the United States Armed Services. The courts have ruled, and the Supreme Court has refused to grant cert. That means that they have refused to even hear appeals to previous federal rulings that have held that 654, Title 10, and Don't Ask, Don't Tell are fully constitutional.
Matt, just to real briefly explain for our listeners, when a judge is within their rights to refuse to issue a stay on their own decision and when it's outside the lines, as you clearly believe this is?
A judge is certainly granted discretion to issue a stay on his or her own ruling. Typically, they do so on highly controversial issues such as this here. Even Judge Vaughn Walker, for instance, in the state of California, after he himself somehow divined that the framers of the Constitution felt there was a constitutional right to so-called same-sex marriage, he even granted a temporary stay. The Ninth Circuit intervened there after he lifted the stay and stayed that case indefinitely. Certainly the appeals court should do the same thing here, but I think it's really an act of hubris, and I think it shows Judge Phillips' intent here to engage in this type of ideological judicial activism by the fact that she has not agreed to stay her own ruling and has said that members of the armed services and commanders in the armed services internationally have to immediately stop enforcing 654 Title 10 and Don't Ask, Don't Tell. That is just a breathtaking abuse of authority.
Matt, is there any coincidence here? Was there some pretty careful judge shopping going on in this case as well as the one about Prop 8?
Well, there's no doubt that the left judge shops all the time because it was one of their original kind of judicial activists, liberal Chief Justice Charles Evans Hughes, who first really articulated this living, breathing idea of the Constitution. He said, quote, "We are under a Constitution, but the Constitution is what the judges say it is." So they're looking always for judges who are going to, universally, who are liberal, who are going to embrace this living, breathing vision of the Constitution. And of course, if the Constitution is anything or everything that the judges say it is, then the Constitution is nothing at all. And we know that for the left, the Constitution poses an encumbrance. They need to find ways to get around the Constitution in order to impose their secular leftist neo-Marxist agenda, whereas originalists and strict constructionists view the Constitution as it was intended as being harmonious with the Judeo-Christian worldview, which was the framework within the Constitution was designed.
A couple quick questions for Matt Barber of Liberty Counsel before we let him go. And Matt, first of all, in reaction to this double decision here by the judge in California, Defense Secretary Robert Gates says that he doesn't like what the judge has done here, that this needs to play out through a lengthy process with Congress and investigations and so forth. Are you sensing any buyer's remorse on his part that he got behind this call from the president?
You know, boy, I am starting to, and I'm sure he is overwhelmingly getting pushback from those within the ranks of the armed services. All of the commanders of all branches have come out in opposition to repeal of 654 Title 10 and Don't Ask, Don't Tell, because they understand, as a Military Times poll indicated, that this will be devastating to national security because up to 24% of currently enlisted personnel have said that they will exit the military. So I think he sees the danger on the horizon relative to national security, and absolutely buyer's remorse, I think, is a good way to put it. And there's a desperate attempt by the left to get this pushed through. We have seen to get it pushed through before a survey comes back of from military personnel, over 400,000 weighing in, which they're afraid will indicate, as we know, that the vast majority of boots on the ground and nearly all of those in command in the armed services vehemently oppose the repeal of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Two-part question as we exit. You mentioned before that the Supreme Court has refused to even hear this case. A, does that suggest that they're likely to see this issue differently than this judge, even if they hear the case? And secondly, with the Obama administration being against this policy but having to defend it in court, how will that play out?
Well, you know, the Obama administration has weighed in with very tepid defenses of policies that they have already, the Defense of Marriage Act being one, Don't Ask, Don't Tell being another, of policies they disagree with. My concern is that the Obama administration will attempt to sabotage the rulings with a very weak and lack of a zealous defense, as the government is really mandated to do here. But I think ultimately, if this makes its way up the ranks and an appeals court, for instance, upholds Judge Phillips, and ultimately I think the Supreme Court will take a look at it if it means placing national security at risk, which all credible evidence seems to indicate.
Very interesting. Matt, thank you so much for your time today.
Anytime. Thank you.
Matt Barber is Director of Cultural Affairs at Liberty Counsel. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.